Daf Mem Zayin Amet Aleph. Let us again start from the Memra of Rav. That is, as soon as the lines start getting wider in the middle of the line. Omar Rav Amekadish B'milve Eina Mekodeshes Milve Lo'eitza Nitna. So Rashi says, the Chiddush of Rav is Eino Mekodeshes Afilu Yeshno Be'en. Afilu, the money is Be'en. He had just lent her $100. The $100 is Be'en. It wasn't spent. And then he decides, and they both agree, that he'll marry her with this $100. She's not Mekodeshes. Because milve lahitza nitna, haloive rashoi lahitziya behitza. The loive is permitted to spend it for any purpose whatsoever. Ve'ene chayiv lahamida beiska. He's not mechuyev to invest this money. Shetei metzuye bechol eishi yitveenu. That the money will be around, it will be secure, it's invested, so then the malve is more betuach in the value that he had lent him. That is not pshat milve. Milve can be used for any usage whatsoever. Vekivin de lahitza nitnos. If it would be lav lahitza nitno. So that means that this money is still under the jurisdiction and bailus of the malve. She cannot spend the money for any reason that she wants to. It has to be invested. So therefore, if she's mugbol, she's prevented from spending it for whatever usage she wants to spend it. She's only permitted to invest it. So if he's being mekadisha with this milva, so that means now she has complete rights to spend it for whatever reason she wants to spend it. So he's giving her something. She's gaining. She's deriving benefit from this money. She's getting more ownership than she possessed till now. So she should be Mekadeshes. But since Rav says, Milve Lohitza Nitna, every Loive has this right in Schus. They're not Mechuyev to invest it. They can spend it for whatever reason they want to spend it. So before the Kedushin, she had complete rights and ownership on this money. Whatever she wants to do, she can do with it. He cannot govern the spending of the money. So v'kivin de lo hitzon nitna. So already she acquired the bailus of being capable of spending it for whatever reason she wants to spend it for. Is havelo kidido, so it's like her money already. She can do whatever she wants with it. V'lo yoiv lo midi. So he didn't give her anything. So therefore, she's not mekudish. That is what Rav said. That was the chiddush of Rav. Zakte gemore neima ketanoi. So the moment said, l'chayre, this statement of Rav, that amekadesh b'milve is ein mekadeshes, and the reason has to be because milve lo itzonit, no? L'chayre, this is amachlekes tanoi, neime ketanoi. We learned, amekadesh b'milve ein mekadeshes. That sounds like Rav. V'yesh oimrim mekadeshes. She is mekadesh. My love. This is the machlokes. The Tanakama holds the mar sova milve lohitza nitno, umar sova milve lav lohitza nitno. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So it comes out that Rav is a machlekes tanoi. So the Gemara says, "V'tizbara." I want to ask you a kasha. You're learning wrong pshat in this machlekes. This cannot be pshat in the machlekes. Eima sefer. Let's look at the sefer. The sefer says, "V'shavim b'mecha shezekonim." That these both Tanoim agree. One says a Mekadesh b'milve ain't a Mekadesh. One says a Mekadesh b'milve Mekudeshes. But they both agree that by Mecha, that means, if we'll have a similar scenario by Mecha, that a Mecha borrowed money, and then the Malve tells us, Mecha, listen, I'll give you this money, and for this money, sell me your karka. So there, everyone is Maida, that b'mecha konim, v'shovim b'mecha shezeh konim. That everyone agrees that mecha is konim. He amrit, milve lo heitzon itno, if you hold milve lo heitzon itno, b'mai koni, what is the difference between mecha and kedusha? What is the difference between mecha and kedusha? Now, I would like to mention a shtickel ha'ore, and I was in the Torah today that it seems Rashi, in his silent way, fanfed the ha'ore. But let us first mention the ha'ore. In this Gemara, there's a tremendous problem on this Gemara's kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins a mekadesh b'milve eina mekadeshes. The Rambam paskins that by mecha milve is koine. There's a chilek between mecha and kedushin. And Amne Miluim says before that Bemis and Rashi also holds like the Rambam. There's a difference between mecha and kedushin. Because Rashi says and the Vavamid Beis Amekadish Bimilve. The Omar is kachli b'milve shehil v'sicha, that's Vavam Adbeis, eina mekadeshes, the kiche mistei Ephraim gamrinen, the yoiv midi b'shas kedushin. We learn out kiche from stei Ephraim, u'milve loitzonitna akvahin shelo, u'mois acherim michayebesloi. So, Rashi says, a whole Megillah. Rashi says that why isn't it good? By Kedushin. So Rashi says, the Kiche, because we learn how Kiche mi Stei Ephraim. Di oiv midi, and by Stei Ephraim. So we learn now from Stei Ephraim, di oiv midi, bishas Kedushin. You have to give something. And milva leitzod nitno, kvahein shaloh. This is not Dumya Distei Ephraim. So the Avne Miluim wants to say that why did Rashi say, Rashi is a Gvaldik in Bekiyas, we learn out Kicha from Stei Ephraim, so you need the type of money that was used by Stei Ephraim. The Yoiv Midi, so you have to give something. Here Pshat is, it's a penny saved, it's a penny earned, but you're not giving, so it's not Dumya Distei Ephraim. So the Avne Miluim in Simen Chav Ches Oyster Zayin says, because Rashi also held like the Rambam, there's a difference between Mecha and Kedushin. So Memela, so Rashi wanted to say, what's the difference between Mecha and Kedushin? So Rashi wants to say, well, Kedushin is something special. We learn how Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And so there's a special, there you have to give something, not not lumdus is not sufficient, not a penny saved is a penny earned, that you don't have to pay me back, so that's also called you got something. Could be that's good. By mecha could be it's good. You don't need more than that. You got something from me. A penny saved is a penny earned. By me telling you don't have to pay back the chayv, it's called I gave you something. But by Ephron, there was more than a lumdership payment. By Ephron, it was yoiv midi. So memele, so that is why Rashi explains over here that since we learn out from stay Ephron, that's why milve isn't good. So then we have to understand, if we differentiate between Mecher and Kedushin, so we have to understand what's Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. Sure, Mecher is something else. Mecher, Lomdashim money is good, and Kedushin you need. Megushim Dike money, what's Pshat in the Gemara's Kash? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Vishovin b'mecha, im mocha loy karke, shenikne b'kesef, im omar loy milve sheyeshli alecha, yehei lecha b'shvil ha-mecha, this should be l'tzorech mecha, v'nisratze loy, kona ha-loy keach. So if Rashi would have stopped here, we'd be asking a good kasha. But Rashi says three moiridika words, I think, which everything is for emphasis. Im yesh no ba'en. So now, Rashi says that we have to understand the Baraisa clearly. We have to be realistic. The Baraisa is speaking about the way we had said pshat. Hamekadish b'milve. The Tanakhama says, Eina Mikodeshes. And what is the case? The case is speaking about that the money is Be'en. We are really clearing a Shiloh. Who does this money belong to now before it was spent? So the Tanakhama is like, Rav, Milvoleitzonitno, it's completely hers. He doesn't have any rights over this money. So it is her money completely, so he's not giving her anything. The other Tane that says Mekudeshes, same story. The money is Ben, and he says no, and Mulvalavleitz on it. No, it wasn't her money completely. It was hers only for investing purposes. So now he says, I'm giving it to you for Gedushin. So she got something now. She got a full control over the usage of the money. Oh, that's what he's gave us something. So the machloikis is, when the money is ba'en, how much does she possess in the money? Does she possess the complete bailus in the money or a partial bailus? And that'll be totally, if Mekadesh, b'milv Mekadesh, ain't a Mekadesh. So now it says, v'shovin b'mecher, v'shovin b'mecher, that everyone holds as kainet. So Rashi says, im yeshna ba'en. So we're speaking about the same case. By mecher, if it's ba'en, then it's good. Now here Rashi spilled the beans, so the kash isn't shver anymore. That means, if Rashi wouldn't have said this, b'shava b'mecher, all milvas are kainet. You don't need money ba'en. A penny saved is a penny earned. The moicher got something. If that's pshat in the Baraisa, so nothing shver. Ein Barashi davovah mit beis. There's a difference. By kedushin you need money ben yoiv lamiti. By mecha you don't need money ben. It's no kasha. But that's not the case. V'shovim b'mechem yeshne ben. So what does that mean? So that means this tana holds mecha's mamish like kedushin. There's no difference. But if it's ben, it's good. That already is a pella. That means, so, that doesn't make sense. That means, if you need Ben, so you're telling me, by Becher, he holds, Lomdisha money is also no good. Fakert. He doesn't hold like the Rambam. Lomdisha money is also no good. But if it's Ba'en, so he's giving her something. Now that doesn't make sense. If you need Ba'en, so al kolchach, you have to say that mil v'lav lo itzor nitno. But you tell me now, no, this is a machloikis. One man the other holds leitzor, one man the other holds lav leitzor, and by mecher, everyone holds lav leitzor. That doesn't make sense. So al kolchach, your pshat is the wrong pshat. That's how the Gemara is disproving it. The difference, that means if you need Ba'en, so al kolchach, you can't say what the way we had said till now. Well, mecha, lom de shemoni is good. No one knows lom de shemoni is good. You need money Ba'en? No, so if you need money Ba'en, so. And if one adiyama holds milvo leitzon, so why does he agree by mecha? So therefore, so your pshat is the wrong pshat, because your pshat doesn't make pshat in the baraisa. That is l'chayre what Rashi is saying. Rashi Davov Amud Beis was very good. Rashi Davov Amud Beis was saying that by that's the Rambam Shittitake, that by Kedusha you need money Ben, and by Mechir anything is good. But that, this Barais isn't saying this. This Barais is saying, you need money Ben by Mecher, and it's good by Mecher. So, that doesn't make sense. For hold milvolo itzon nitno, so why is it good if you need money Ben? Im yeshna Ben. Yeah. So, Mamele, Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Hu nechavren mukilo bemili oicherim. Ravuda Archava, he said a different shot in this Baraisa. So this Baraisa has nothing to do with Rav. You asked Lema Kitanoi, and that's how you learn shot in the Baraisa. But the way you learn shot in the Baraisa doesn't make sense whatsoever. But Ravuna said a different shot in the Baraisa. So the Baraisa is speaking about one thing, and Rav is speaking about another thing, in Shalom Al Yisrael. How did he say shot in the Baraisa? V'hoche b'mayaskinen k'goin sh'omalo hiskachi li b'monim. The Brice is thinking about a different case completely. He came over to Anisha, I'm going to be miskadishu, I'm a miskadishu with amonim, which is 100 dindrim. Now, and he starts counting, he's paying her with dindrim, he's giving her a amonim of dindrim. And his mazel, he's right about the Kedushin, he's making the Kedushin, he's missing a dinner. So what happened? So let's see what Rashi says. Before we go further. The mili yoicheri, the dover acher, bahach milve, lave milve, sheyesh loy aler, comma. He's not being mekadosh with the money that she owes him. Al sha'om Allah iskachili b'monim. He told her iskachili b'monim v'nimtze mona chosad dinner. And it's very embarrassing, you know. He's giving her the money and thus, and this is the eidim and then everyone. This is he's marrying her, and now he's missing dinner. So what's going to happen now? V'om Allah. So he told her harei yolai milva. Listen, I'll pay you this dinner. Let's the kedushin. Is a leidik. I said I'm on it. I'm gonna pay you the dinner. Harei you a line move. I owe it to you. I'll pay it to you. Fine. And she accepted everything. And now we have a very interesting machlokes. Mar sava ksifa la milsa lemitve. Amar de kizach. Now, this lady, she's in a predicament now. He said he's giving her money. That's very good. Money, 100 dinrim. That's good for Kedushin. She was masking. Now she's only getting 99. She's not too keen about it. He said, I'm going to give you another dinner. Don't worry about it. But she knows herself. Now what's going to be? He's going to give another. But what if he doesn't give her, he forgets, and then does? She won't have the guts to mount from him to dinner.
She won't do it. Lidach Gise, she doesn't want to get married if she doesn't get a mona. So Anansa, she's not asking for this kedushin. That means he said a mona. The only way she'll get the mona, she knows, it's a whole deal. She asked, the dinner means so much to you. She can't ask and she wants. So, Anan Sadi, that she's not masking for the Kedushin. So she's not married. A Mekadish b'milva ain't a Mekadish. Such a case. Too many different type of a milva. He had told he's going to give her a money, and he gave her 99 dinrim. And she knows she wants the dinner, and she knows she won't have the guts to ask him for the dinner. So she doesn't want this Kedushin. Ksifa la milsa. So Melaina Makadesh, she's not Makudish. Anan Sadi, she's not Makudish. Ksifala Milsa Limitve. Umar Ksava like Ksifala Milsa Limitve. No problem. That means she owes the dinner, she wants it, she has nothing to be ashamed of. He owes her the dinner and she'll be every month gedonishtik. She'll be asking him where's the dinner. So that's the shaila. There are non sadik ksifal amilsa like ksifal. That's the machloikis. Fine. So let's go a little further. So b'shavim b'mecha above b'mecha. That's a wife with a husband. Thus, but a meicher is not ashamed to ask. This is business. We made up. I'm selling to you for a money. You owe me a dinner, he'll get a statement every month to get on, he'll get a credit company after. Hey, this is the main, I'm moichid, Hashem tzachnish. That's business. So by mecha, zicher, we sold it for our money, and you're short a dinner. The deal is a deal, and I'll make sure to get the dinner out of you. A beautiful pshat in the bereis. Now, I'd like to mention, there's a moichid de kemarit. Rav Nemelum asks Akasha on the Marit, but from this Gemara, from the next Gemara, but I'd like to mention the Marit, and which he says something very geshmak. We hear here something very interesting over here, that a new concept, Ksifa la Milsa, she's embarrassed to ask, and she wants it, but she won't ask, so no Kedushin. I mean, we have cases, Amakadish, Asayisha, Amanas, Sha'etin Lachom, Asayim Zuz. We have cases that, he made Kedushin, Asayetin Lachom, Asayim Zuz, is Makadesh, is Bahu Yitain. We have cases that, he gave her a certain amount and there were certain conditions he has to fulfill. A Mishnah, Makadesh, is Bahu Yitain. Then no one cholums. Maybe she's embarrassed. There's no such problem. Here, all of a sudden, there's a problem. So, Davne Miluyim, and Simon, Choftes, if Cotton Tezvah, brings down a Marit. That the Marit says, Amir de Kebot. If you're Makadish and Isha, Amanash Etin Loch Mesayim Zuz. That's a condition was made in the Kedushin. You marry me, I'm not Shatiloch Masaimzus. She's nothing what to worry about. The Kedushin was made on a Tanai. If you want Kedushin, you give the money. And the Mustama, you want the Kedushin, so you give the money. She has nothing what to do with it. You won't give the money. You're not married. She's not pinned to the wall. She's not number one, Mistama Hilzicha give the money. He wants the Kedushin. Amanash Edel Masayim Zuz. So he has to give the money. And then in fact, there won't be Kedushin. There's no problem whatsoever. They have talking about Atanai Bnei Godin. They have talking about Atanai Kofel. It's not finished. Here, if we'll be Medayik from our Gemara, here there was no Tnoyim over here. Here there was no Tnoyim. He's giving the Avam Kashi with Amon. Here's the, the 99 Dinrim. Okay, I'm telling you, I'll pay you up to dinner. He said, that's a Rashi's I'll pay you up. So here, the Avni Miluim says Pshat, and the Marit Mustama understood like this. This is not Hilchus Tnoim. This is obligations that were made B'Shas HaMaisa Kinyan. just like the Damne Miluim says, a person buys a field. How much is I'm kind of with a pluta. What's going to be the price? I'll pay you $100,000 for the field. That goes with the Maisa Kinyan. Whatever we spoke out, what the price will be, how much I'll pay you, that goes. You don't have to make a special Maisa Kinyan of this. These are the conditions that were sold. Not. And what if I don't give you $100,000? The field is mine. You'll slap me to court. I mean, this is not Tanoim. Tanoim is pshat that we're making a Kinyan under certain conditions, and if the conditions will not be niskayim, that's kinyan. That's all the name. We're giving you a yadin if this and this will be done. If it will not be done, you're not going to get a yadin. Things was clear cut. The tnai is mevatel the kinyan. That's ilchis tnoim with a tnai kofel. Here there was no tnai kofel. Here there was a hischaivis, which is take chal. He says, I'll pay you. Take oath. That's not b'shastik dushin. He says, I'll pay you. And itaka osa, but the kinyan is not dependent on this payment. There was no tnai kofel over here. So here, pshat is, she's married to him, finished. He owes her the money. But when she'll see the money, and if she'll see the money, is very debatable. So she doesn't want such issues. That's, so we have a merdeka clock in the Gemara. That means by all tenoyim, there's no problem whatsoever, Ksifula Milsa. She's assured, he wants marriage, she'll give the money. If not, finish, I'll get married to someone else. And there's no worries, no doubt. Here, she's put into predicament. There's no tenai over here. There's a condition that Yisrael said, I'll pay you, but that's that. So here's Ksifula Milsa. Zayi Shteit Marit. So now, we're going to get into very hot water. But Al-Kapad Misad Marit says Pshat. So the Gemara says, so I hear now the Rav Huna said pshat in this Baraisa, they explained the machlekes between the Tanakam and the Yeshayim and Ksifala Milsa, like Ksifala Milsa, by Mecher Zicha like Ksifala Milsa. So the Gemara says, Be'elohod Omar Rabbe Lozor Iskachali B'monem, now, Rabbi Lozor is speaking about another case, Lagamri. He comes over to the Isha, and he says, Iskachi li b'mone, v'anami v'kodesh with a mone, yeah, fine. He goes and gives her a dinner. So now you have to understand, so, what pshat in the talk, you're talking one thing, and you do another thing, if main. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lozor says, no, it means like this. If this was the scenario, so it means, iskachli b'mone, that means, I'm being mekadesh you with a dinner, al menashe atin l'chomone, that's what it means. I mean, you have to understand his language. But that's what he's saying, al menashe. There it's ilchis t'noyim. There it's takat t'nai, it's al menashe k'machshev domi. There it's takat t'nai. That's what he's saying. Even though he didn't say it explicitly, but that is what we understand that he says. So the Gemara says, and he says it's good, no problem. In fact, the Gemara, we just said this, Rav Huna said this, Machlokes Tanoim. It's Ksifala Milsa, like Ksifala Milsa. So, since Rabbi Lozor set up a blank statement, Tarezim Kodesh is V'yashlim, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Frekt Avni Meluim after Marit, he says, I don't understand. There's a Merdek Echilik. The case with the Machloikis Tanoim is when there's no Tanai, there's only Yischaivis. So then there's a Tanai that says, Ksifala Milsa. Here, at the case of Rabbi Lozor is a real Tanai talk. It's Al Menas. I mean, he's giving a dinner mean. Money means Al Menas, Etin Lachal Money. That's what it means. So here there's Taka Tanai. Here no one holds Ksifala Milsa. So what's the comparison from Rabbi Lozor to the case of the Baraisa? And with this Kasha, he slugs up the Marit. The Marit, if no Pshat, Baal Kaponim, the in Svara, the Marit is Meiradik. We have to know how to find for the tam nem lev miskasha an der marit.
But aber the Gemara says it's a kasha. The Gemara compares these two cases that if there's a tana that says ksifal or milsa, it also should be ksifal or milsa. So what's trying to rabbi also?
So Omri, so the Gemara said, no, it's no kasha whatsoever.
Monechoser dinner ksifala milsa le mitveh. Monechosem tisha the tisha la ksifala milsa.
The Gemara said, no, there's a merdik achilik. There's a chilik what the din is. If he gave a 99 dinrim and she's going to haggle over a dinner, this is going to make Shalom Bayis problems. I mean, the dinner makes this big thing, the dinner, and she wants the dinner, and she's ashamed to ask for the dinner. So there's a machlekes tanoim. But if he said he's gonna give her a mon and he just gave her one dinner and he owes 99 dinrim, she's not embarrassed to ask. Everyone understands her tviyah, she's not embarrassed. So here, that's the Gemara's teretz. So if the emes is good, We asked Akasha, I mean, the Mishnah says, Amanash, Hayat, Lesh, Amanash, Atin, Loch, Masayim, Zuz. Reisim, Makadesh. So we asked Akasha, why isn't there Shaila, Ksifa, La Milsa? Lefi Emes, there's no problem whatsoever. The Mishnah said a very interesting Tanai of Masayim, Zuz. Masayim, Zuz is, according to the Maskanos HaGemara, Masayim, Zuz is never Ksifa, La Milsa. What does Rashi say? Ksifa la milsa, the dava muato dina mimane. She got everything. This dina. This is a really embarrassing to ask for. The Rabbi Lezer shleik, but the case of shleikibla mikola mona ella dina. He has to give her a mona, and she only got a dina like ksifa la milsa la mitveyas amona. Here she's not ashamed. He owes her 99 dinrim. She'll ask for them. Fine. So mamela.
So this, we just said pshat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about something else completely. Meisvei, direct the Gemara. Ha'oime, a different Baraisa. Ha'oime le'isha iskatsheli bepekodin sheyeshli biyodoch. He told her, bimekudish to me bepekodin sheyeshli biyodoch. V'holcha umetzosai, that means he had given up pekodin. Vaholcha umatzosoi shenignav oisha ovat. And she found, let's make an interesting case. He had given her a case of wine for a pekodin, and then he says, I want to be, so it's his, and I want some mekadesh. And he says, pekodin sheyeshli biyodach teritva says, amirdik is a, because whatever is left by you, that means if the whole case is, if there's anything left, whatever sheyeshli biyodoch, I want, you should be mekudesh. With this, she said, fine, no problem. And we found that most of the case of wine was stolen. But if there's leftover wine that's worth a shavapruta, it's mekudesh, it's finished. Vimlav, ain't a mekodeshes. So this is a poshet ha'aloche. Bekotin is, it's his money, he's mekadesha, and it's by her, and he says, I'm giving it to you. So if there's something left, she's mekodesh. If there's less than she ever put the left, she's not mekodesh. Uve milve. Now, milve is speaking about also the same thing. Same story. He had lent her yesterday $100. The $100 was on the kitchen table when he had lent her. And then he calls her back and he says, you know, that milva that I lent you yesterday, if there's anything left of it, I want to be mekadesh you with the milva. Yeah, he wants to mekadesh with the milva. So now we have here machlokes tanoim. The milva, so the Tanakama says, afa pishlo in ishtayre men ushava pruta mekodeshes. Nothing's left. Everything's stolen. She's mekodesh. Now this is zikr shvet to understand how she mekudesh. Well, what is even mekadesh? So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says afilu loy nishtaya mekudesh is bahi hano demochel lo gabo. This tana holds a merid kechidish.
We had before in the first perik, a mekadesh b'milva ain't a mekadeshes. Hanoas mechilas milva is mekadeshes. It matters what he wants to make the kedushin with. If he wants to make the kedushin with the money that she owes him, a penny saved is a penny earned, that money can't make kedushin. Milva, this money, there's no money here. The money that you would have to give me, you don't have to give me, that's not money to make kedushin. But there's another factor here, and if you're thinking about this factor, it can work. If he said, Hanos Mechilas Milva, that means you don't have to pay me back. Do you have Hano, was I Mahana you by being Meichel Dechayv? Do you have Hano from that? Yeah, that's called Mahanami. That is, I'm giving you something. I'm giving you a Hano. You weren't sleeping for the last 10 nights, how are you going to pay up the Chayv? And I said, I'm Meichel you. Ah! I was Mahana you. This is called the Hano. You can be Mekadish with Hano. So Memele, so this Tana holds, whenever you moichel a milve, I don't mean the milve, I'm a lamdin, I know you came to God. I mean that everyone understands, it means the hano of the mechil of the milve. So Memele, so this, that's how Rashi learns that. So that, therefore this Tana holds, I feel that nothing is left, but he's giving her a no, it's Mekadesh. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Ayim Mishim Ramei. Rav Shimon Elazar says, "No. This diktayre of Anos Mechilas Milva, forget about. No one mentioned Anos Mechilas Milva. They're not thinking about Anos. They're thinking about the money. And if there's no money left, forget about it. Mekadesh b'Milva ain't a Mekadeshes. But they said Milva arei hi kipikot. Now Milva is the same aloch as a pikot. If there's a pruta left, she's Mekudesh. If there's not a pruta left, she's not Mekudesh. Ooh, so this Gemara is a shrek and Rav. Rav had just said, that's what Rav was talking about, if the money is be'en, can you be Mekadesh with the money be'en? So Rav said, no, Milva leitzon itna, it's our money, she can do whatever she wants, you're not giving her anything, so Memele, you can't be Mekadesh with money be'en. That's what Rav said. Here, this paraisa says klonitazai. Rameya says, well, if there's still a pruta left from that halvor, Mekadisha with the pruta. Milvanites on it. This doesn't stim. Rameya zicha doesn't stim. The Tanakame also agrees with Rameya. He says, but afilu, there's nothing ben. Half alpi. That means if it's ben, it's gold portion. Half alpi, it's not ben. You could say he's interested in being Mekadish with Anos Mechid. Zot Rashi, Ad kan loy pligi. The whole machloikis is Elo the Marsova Milva Afal Gav the loyish time menish of a pruta. She's Mekudesh because Alta Nos Mechil a Marsova nishtaire menish of a pruta and Biloy nishtaire menish of a pruta loy. Avol de kula alma mekadesh be Milva mekadeshes. But everyone seems to agree if it is Ben. You could be Mekadish with a Milve, so this is Klon, not like Rav. What does Rashi say? Harei hi kipikot din nishtayer in loy nishtayer loy. That's what Ramei holds. Avo de kul alma Mekadish be Milve she yesh no ben Mekodeshes. So it's a kasha on Rav. Yeah. Omar Rove. So Rava said, "V'tisbara, let me ask you a kash. Omer taretzte. Do you think this baraisa is a correct baraisa? There's no mistakes here. Omer shabeshte. This baraisa is full of mistakes. You can't learn the baraisa the way it says. You have to write out a few words and change a few words, and then you'll see the baraisa. This the way the baraisa is now. It doesn't make sense. Why? I'll prove it to you." Let's talk about Pekodim. Hai Pekodim Heichidomi. It says by Pekodim, let's say by Pekodim, it says as follows. Everyone agrees by Pekodim. If a chelik of the Pekodim is left over, she's Mekudesh. If nothing is left over, everyone agrees that she's not Mekudesh. Fine, that's what it says by Pekodim. So let me ask you a pertinent question. This pekodin that he had given her, was she mekabel achayis on this pekodin? What happened with this pekodin? What happened is because it was a got stolen. Now, she was holding his chafetzim, and it got stolen. Was she mekabel achayis on this pekodin, yes or no? And whatever you're going to say, it's going to be shvem. Either kabele achayis, if she was mekabel achayis. So memele, so now that everything is stolen, so she owes the money. Now the Tanakhama says, by milve, if I patter you from a milve, you're mekudish, because al tanos mechilas milve. So why by Pekodin did he say she's not Mekudesh? If she was Mekabel Achayis, so the same thing that by Milva the Tanakhama said, even though there's nothing left, she's Mekudesh Al-Thanos Mechilas Milva. So by Pekodin also she should be Mekudesh Al-Thanos Mechilas Milva. Yeah. Either loy kabbalah lechayis. You tell me, well, it's talking, says it's talking about who's makabbalah. She wasn't makabbalah chayis. No achayis. She's a shemachinam. No achayis. It was stolen. So fine. Ihochi. Fine. I'll buy that. Ba'adetoni safe. But then, so later, the Tana wanted to tell us this a machloikis. By a noas mechilas milve. When there's a milve, when she owes money, and he's moichel. It doesn't mean anos mechilas milve. It doesn't mean anos mechilas milve. Ihochi ad toni seifer ube milve afa pishle nishtaire menu shoba putu mekadeshes. Niflik venisne bidido. Why, when you wanted to tell me the chiddush of the Tanakame, you had to come to a new case of milve? Let's talk about pekod. We're talking about pekod, the chiddush you can make by pekod. Ba'med v'amamurim shlokim lo le'achayis. A pekodin that wasn't, she wasn't the Kabbalah chayis, so then the halacha is that what? Then the halacha is that if nothing is left, she's not mekudesh. Avol kiblo le'achayis, but if she was the Kabbalah chayis, afa gavlo nishtayre menu shove pruta mekudeshes. So why did the Gemara to tell me the chiddush of the Tanakhama? Why did we have to change the subject and talk about milve? We could continue with the same subject and tell, say the chiddush of the Tanakhama, that a pekodin shekibalol of achayis, she's mekudish, af al gav, that nothing is left. So you see, this baraisa doesn't make sense. It's a fagreista baraisa, there's mistakes in it. Ela tritzochi. So this is how the Bereisa should be read. Ube milve afa pishin ishtayre menu shove prute eino mikodeshes. Not what we said before. You were making a whole grise. We're saying we're taking out the shaloi and we're saying we're adding eino. We made a whole big thing over here. But the artist said the Bereisa be milve afa pishaloi nishtayre mikodeshes. And we are being geiris ube milve af al pi shenishtaya eino mikodeshes. That the Tanakhama is machmel. The Tanakhama says milve is not like pekodin. Afilu, there's money around. He had lent her $100 and there's still a dollar around. She is not mikodesh. So from the Tanakhama you see klo, like Rav. His mamish is thinking that Rav says. Yeah. And Rab Shimon ben Elozo Eimer Mishum Rameya Milva Areyiki Pekodin. Milva is like Pekodin, and if there's left over, Shavaputa is Mekodeshes. Now we have to understand what's the Sfav Rameya. Rameya Lachaira is not like Rav Lachaira. So we're back where we started from. His name is Kitanoi. So the Gemara says, Bamaika Miflegi. What is the Machloikis? The Tanakhama and Rameya. So there's a Mirdiki Gemara here. Omar Rabbi, Ashkechasinu l'Rabbonon b'Veirav. I met the Talmid HaChachomim in Beis Medrash, and they said a Mirdiki Pshat in this Machlokes. The Yosvi v'Komri b'Milve b'Rshus Bailam l'Chazore, v'Hu Adin l'Onsin k'Miflegi. The mar sova milve bershus loive kaime, for hu adin la onsen, Umar sova milve birshus bailam kaime vuhu adin lo onsen. Now let's just explain what the Gemara said, and then we'll see in Rashi. The machlokes is, the machlokes tanoim is as follows. When a person lends someone money, I'm lending you $100. Milve lo haitzon itno. You have a right to do whatever you want with it. Before you started spending the money, I changed my mind. I want the money back. Can I change my mind and ask you for the money? Or maybe not. Or maybe, listen, you lent to me already. It's too late. There's a Amoridike Ritva over here that perhaps enlightens us a little bit. The Ritva says that milve is a very interesting concept. Milve is not matone. Milve is, I'm letting you use my money. It's not chilek of what if it's this dollar bill, a second dollar bill, I'm lending you a dollar bill, you have to give me back a dollar bill. Which president's picture will be on the dollar bill? Wait. So what am I giving you? I'm giving you the use of my dollar bill. That's exactly what's happening. I'm giving you the use of my dollar bill for a certain amount of time, and then you have to give me back the dollar bills. I'm giving you the shimush of my money. That is halva. It's not matone. It's the use of my money. So memele, there's a moiridike svara that the Ritva mentions, that the whole kinyan of meshiche is only applicable if I'm giving you this, and you make a meshiche on it, it's mine. So then it's mine. I'm selling you a behemah, I'm giving you a matona behemah. So then you make a Mashiach on it, you claim it. So the process of Kinyan Mashiach shows a transferal of ownership on this Guf Hadova before the baby belonged to the Meicha, now belongs to the Lekeach. Let's talk about Shaila for 1 minute, and we'll come back to Halva. By Shaila, the Ritva says that if I'm lending you my behemah, you'll be Moshech the behemah. So the Ritva says, Galachta. What are you moishich the behemah? It's my behemah, you moishich the behemah. You're doing the wrong. There's no such kinyan of meshiche by shaila. Me'ikar adin. It doesn't work. What should you do? So there's a svolsi later, you should start using the behemah. Oh, that's a meishich kinyan. I'm borrowing the usage of the behemah. I'm borrowing the usage of the behemoth, so here the Maisa Kinyan can be, I'll start using it. That'll be a Maisa Kinyan. Either abundant is such a Maisa Kinyan of Shimush. So Memele, that makes sense. I'm Moshech the behemoth. And Shuldik, I'm not giving you the behemoth, it's my behemoth. So the whole concept of Mashiche, Chotza, all these things are not applicable. So Be'emesin, that we'll talk about Shaila soon, but now we'll talk about Halvo. Halvo is very similar to this, the Ritva Tainis. Halvo, I'm not giving you any money. I'm letting you use my money, and I want back the money after a certain period of time. So therefore, now we have a Machlekes Tanoi. So one Tana holds, a Muradik Alamdusha Machlekes, one Tana holds, Kozman, you didn't start using it. Let's say I lent you $100. No, so you spent a dollar already. So that's called already, you started using the halva. So already it's finished, it's lent. No, you can't be, give me back the money. No. You lent me the money, I started using the money, even though I didn't spend the whole money, I just spent the puta. That's already called, I used the money and you can't have chalat anymore. That's a ma'isa kinyan by halva. But if I didn't spend a penny yet, the $100 is still by me, it's in my hands. So here we have a machlekes tanoim.
So the Rameya holds that he could have charote. It's bishus bailam lechazor. He could have charote because it's still his. If you didn't start spending it, it's still your, still the malva's. So memela, the malva goes over and tells him, you know what? I want to marry you with this. Now she got money. Before she didn't have money. Before it was his money. And she didn't have before she started using it. So Rameya holds, milve bishus bailam lachazor. He could be chayzer. So she didn't have money yet. So Rameya now could be mekadesha. The Tanakama holds that this is different than Shaila. By Shaila, zicha meshicha doesn't help because, giving back this behemoth. This is my behemoth. So I said, you're moshech my behemoth. It's my behemoth. You just want to be zeicha, the shimush of my behemoth. No? So you'll start riding the behemoth. But meshicha and the behemoth is gone. Here, it's a little different. This money, lamaisa, is, I'm not going to give you back the same dollar bill. So even though in Yesod, the lumdus of Havos, I'm lending you a value for you to use a value and to use it and then to pay it back to me. But in this money, Lemaise, there's no obligation on you to give me back this money. You can give back this money. So the concept of Mashiach applies already. So this is your money. It means this dollar bill is yours. So you made a Mashiach on this dollar bill. I can't ask you back for the dollar bill. So you owe me. Fine. But you can't ask back for the dollar bill. So that is the Machlokes. So the Machlokes is as follows. This Machlokes Tanoim is if the money was as yet not used, not spent at all. Nothing was spent from the money. So there was no Cheskas Shimush in this money. So there we have a Machlokes Tanoim. Can the Malva retract the Halva? So the Machlokes, Rameya holds he can retract the Halva. The Tanakam holds he can't retract the Halva. That is the Machlokes. And that Rav that said a Mekadosh b'milva eina Mekodeshes milva leitzod nitnu. Rav is talking about she started using the money. So retraction is out of the question. Now you can't take away the money from me anymore. She started using the money. So now the shaila is, but are you giving me anything? So Rav says, he's not giving you anything. Since now she can use the whole money and he can't retract anything, it's habalek and he does. He's not giving her anything. If it would be milvalav late on it, no, he's giving her a greater usage for the money. Before she could only invest it, now she can do whatever she wants. But if you hold milvalav late on it, no, she's not giving her anything. Now, let us see Rashi. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "V'tisbara." Let's see now the Rashi. V'tisbara metaretzti d'toni b'milvav apishla nishtaya mekodeshes id kabalei alchayi shimigon laev tishlamenu loi hayne milva kivin shenigdav nischayi v'boi. Since it was stolen, so she owes him. Nimtza milva etzla. So she also, the kivin, the ton of a milva, afa bish the shtam kodeshes, pekodim nami, shloi nishtaya, tiskadish, pe according to the tanikam of Ramea. Elod loi kobo leachayis, ki ignev leachayve, avo kibla leachayis, and it will be mekodeshes. Ad it on ibe milve, so why did the braise have to go to a new case of milve? Niflik be pekodin gufei, the esh pekodin shefilo nishtaya klo mekodeshes, if she was mekabo leachayis. Hello, kach with the kibla leichais toni dim leish nishtair ainu mekodeshes the milvi ve mekadesh ve milva ainu mekodeshes. Not the way you said before that he holds the tzanos mechilas milva. Chin nishtair mekodeshes behushiyom ve gabi milva tritzochi avo pish nishtair ainu mekodeshes. That's bishum the leitzon nitno. But my kemiflegi, so what is the machlokes, the tanekame and ameya? Ibeleitza nitnu, if the machlokes be beitza pligi, save ketanayim arav lishmaitze. So therefore the Gemara says that we have to say that there's a different machlokes. Ashkechasinu l'rabonim beirav. Motzosi atalmidim bebeis ha-medrash. Zukrashi the cholecha the mayri bebei rav lav rav mamish. It doesn't mean in the beis medrash of rav, a little beis hamedrash. It means in beis medrash. The kamri and they said pshat and this parai says follows. Loilom leitzon nitna divrei hako. Everyone agrees that milva leitzon nitna v'imshilach boyad lahaitzi mimena shav pruta. If she started using it, arei herzik b'hem. So then she made a maisa chazoke. That means that's a maisa of shimush. Vein abaylam yecholam latza. V'havalei milva veinem kodeshes. V'afilo ruba b'hem. Even roiv is b'hem, but it's called milva leitzon nitno. The minute she starts spending a chelik of it. So it's called, she was marzik and the money l'shem halvo, and he can't be chayzer. V'och b'shloi haitzi memena klum. L'ochi omar Rav Shimon ben Elozo mikodesh, t'ksove milve, shehi kulo ben, b'shus b'ayla milachazor. If it's completely ben, if it was never used. He wants back the money. Hilkach, so since he has in Chayshim Mishpat a right to retract the money, Hilkach hashtu the Yovinela. So now if he wants to marry her, so now he's giving her the money. Vuhu adin, Sarashi says, La'onsim kaimanami bushu say, if I hold that he can retract the money, and that is what Rameya holds, he can retract the money, so if it got stolen, it's in his achayis. Yenna didn't become a loiva yet. The misansi potter a loiva. And the Tanakama holds, he can't be chayzer. And it's in the achayis of the loiva. Now let's just see the taptaisvis. Ela milva bishus bailam lechazore ika benay. Perish to tamekama da Rav Shimon eina bekadeshes. Mishum de milva bishus loiva kaime. The loiva is the bailam over it. Rav Shimon ben Elozo dama mekadesh. Mishum de milva bishus malva kaime. So mamela, that's the machlokes. Vim taima, so if y'all milva bishus malva, so it's mekodeshes. Vim taima akati, neime rav ketanoi omr leshmaite. So rav is still like tanoi. Di doma mekadesh milva eina mekodeshes, le motzi sobe kam shimen alozo. Vishloime the rav nami sobe kevosi. Rav also sobe kam shimen alozo, that milva could be bishus malva koi. Leitik shemidi. Doho doma rav eina mekodeshes, mairi be milva shehischa loitzio. Rav is speaking about a case that she started spending it. Boho komad eina mekodeshes, afilin nishtaya shava puta, because then it's, the minute you start using it, so it is not any more bishus bailim. So memele, and so the money that's ben is milva leitzonita. Rav Shimon Elozo le'ayri el b'milva shuadayin ben. And it wasn't spent at all. Ba'af al gav doma b'milsi the Rav Shimon im nishtayo shava pruta mekodesh. So it seems that the money was used. The mash ma'af al bish yischa leitzia. Yeshlam nishim elozo mayo shenignavu. Not that she started spending it. It was stolen. Oisha avdu. Shlai sholach ben yad. Then according to everyone, ain't no mikodeshes.